Yeah, I think they are somewhat on flex time. Two of those guys were at the restaurant there in New Haven that one time, and they recognized us back then, and it was like, yeah, you're the radio guys, right? So that's on 25 watts output right now, correct?
Yeah, but I found another article that said that that repeater is good for 80. So I actually have to find the darn manual for it and look it up. Because, you know, everything I get from AI. And AI sometimes, you know, I mean, it's good advice, but it's never 100% advice. And that's what I'm starting to learn about. It searches all over for manuals, and if it finds an, you know, an RD984 or an H, you know, 762 or whatever, it uses that as data. And so just like my router, very crammed full of programs, so there's not much stuff to put on it. And, you know, every once in a while it says, well, go ahead and do this. And I come back and I go, remember, I'm on a 982 or, you know, whatever router. And it'll come back, oh, yeah, that's right, you know what I'm saying. So sometimes it's kind of like talking to a person. It makes mistakes. But I did find an actual article that said that repeater is good for 80 degrees before it trips out. So I have to find out what it is. And if it is at 80, then you know, I can change the alarm. Maybe I'll raise the alarm to 60. And then last night, Dave turned it on to, like, the Michigan net and let it broadcast the Michigan net for quite a while. And it didn't overheat then. But then again, it was at 25 watts. But I think what Sean says is true there, that, you know, the laws of dB. You think that you go from 25 to 50, you're actually doubling what your coverage area is, and you're not. You know, you might get, you know, this many more miles, but you're not getting double because you doubled the power.